Let's get your stories to begin with. I'm going to start with you, Peter. What brought you to Western Michigan University, and what does this work mean to you?
Yeah, totally. I came to Western because they have a really cool audio program. Most programs are only studio recording in the field, but Western's program offers video and programming, and it's more multifaceted, so that's what brought me here. I love music in any form and like art and expression. And so learning to mix the video with music is like everything I love and is super fun. I love going to concerts and seeing like how the stage is laid out and the video wall and all of that. So I'm trying to do that because it seems fun.
That's interesting that you're interested in the art and science of live performance, because for most of us, it's just, okay, that's what we see. We don't really think about, you know, how it was done.
Yeah.
But you're getting the behind-the-scenes education on that.
Yeah.
Do you work with a specific kind of camera a lot?
I have a Canon T3i, which is kind of low budget, but I make it work. Yeah.
So it shoots stills as well as
and video. Yeah.
Is it something that you carry with you just to catch interesting moments, or do you tend to be more planned out, you know, figuring exactly how to set everything up?
Yeah, if I'm doing a video shoot, I normally plan ahead a lot of time. A lot of my work uses found footage as well, either from like archive.org. They have a crazy home movie collection with like all these old home movies from the 60s and or just free stock footage that I find and then affect in different ways and loop.
Well, Eddie Codrington, this is your music that'll be featured on Saturday's shows in the Dalton Center Multimedia Room, the Archangel Suite.
Yeah.
I was asking you before we started, what made you think of archangels?
Yeah, so I was thinking about themed suites. Obviously, Holst has the planets. I have a friend who was thinking about writing a suite based off of the Great Lakes. And so then kind of the archangels just came to me. I was like, oh, this is like a group of beings that I don't think has really been explored in music very much. So I decided to pick some and try to make a cohesive narrative out of that theme.
How many archangels did you discover there were?
So I think it's different in different texts. I think the most I found it was like seven. It depends on what you read. But I picked four because I was just thinking, oh, like a four movement suite. It's kind of standard. So I went ahead and did that.
And which four did you choose?
So I chose Raphael. He opens up the suite and is the first movement. Then Gabriel, and then Lucifer, and then Michael is the last movement.
Raphael, what are some of the qualities of this archangel?
So Raphael is a healer, and I wanted to take a different kind of approach in what I thought healing music would sound like. So his movement isn't really pleasant. It's kind of dark because he's burdened with the task of healing the world's people, and that, you know, everyone is there's all sorts of epidemics going on all the time. So I'm sure that kind of thing isn't really easy to deal with.
It's got to be overwhelming.
Yeah, it's overwhelming. And so that's kind of the feeling you get with this piece, is it's very back and forth.
Peter, for Raphael, how have you contributed to that?
Yeah, depending on what text you're reading, he is the patron saint of healing, and I kind of went with a water motif of, because water brings life and like restores plants and stuff like that. So there's a lot of water involved in that one, but he's also the patron of the traveler, and so sailors and people on journeys. So I used a lot of clips with a sense of motion, and then there's a lot of like movement because of that.
Do you find, is it found footage in some cases?
Or yeah, it is a lot of found footage.
Is it recognizable from what it started out as?
Some clips are. A lot aren't, which is cool.
Next movement, Eddie.
Yeah, so the next movement is Gabriel. Gabriel, in some texts, is depicted as the messenger, often appearing to people in their dreams. And so with this movement, I kind of wanted to make something ethereal and, you know, what would it look like, what it would be like if something appeared to you in a dream. You wouldn't really be able to interpret it very well right away, or at least I wouldn't be able to. So the piece kind of deals with this falling motif that kind of gives you a sense that you're always falling or always descending. And to me, that's kind of like Gabriel descending down to you in your dream. And it's very fluid and kind of like goes together as I would imagine, as dreams kind of often are. They're fluid and they go together. And there's no real melody in the tune. Which is a little unique for my writing. I usually write kind of really exposed melodies, but it's kind of just a wash of sounds that's kind of like the characteristic of it.
Peter, how did this inspire you?
Yeah, there is a fun coincidence with this song. I did a lot of research when I was starting making visuals, and in art, Gabriel is depicted holding a lantern and a jade mirror, which represents the mysteries of God. Mm-hmm. So visually, I tried making a lot of like foggy, shifting things. Primarily around the color green, which when I showed them to Eddie, that was the color you had in mind for the song that we just never talked about.
Yeah, it was interesting because I think it's called synesthesia, where you assign colors to numbers and letters. And for me, G is green, and so the beginning of Gabriel I always thought of as green, and I was like, yo, did you? How did you know? And he was like, oh, I just picked green. But it worked out really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the first two archangels, Raphael and Gabriel, and here's the most famous one, Lucifer.
Yeah. This one, I think Lucifer was actually the first movement I wrote, and what sparked it was I was listening to Miles Davis's version of On Green Dolphin Street, and there's this really unique section at the end. It's the version with Miles, Cannonball, and Train. And there's this really unique section at the end where the three horns play this descending triadic thing that's going on. And after the tune, like the tune is, you know, it's kind of bright. It's it's maybe joyful, but at the end, it's got this really dark thing going on. And so I listened to that and I was like, oh, so I took that and made it the beginning of Lucifer, which worked out because he's, you know, the fallen one. He's the morning star turned to darkness. And so kind of the descending motif worked out. Another, I think, fitting style is that this tune is basically jazz death metal, is what I would describe it as. I'm really into Meshuggah. I'm really into, there's a German death metal band called Panzer Ballet that I'm really into.
That's an awesome name.
It's incredible. I was when I was shown it, I was not ready for it. But I kind of took a little bit of that and infused it into Lucifer.
Peter, your turn. How did this inspire you?
Yeah, this is probably my favorite movement of the suite, musically and visual wise. Mm. My idea for this one was just, okay, a lot of strong colors, oranges and reds and yellows, and just distortion on everything. So this was by far the easiest one to make visuals for, because it's pretty easy to make stuff look really broken and interesting.
Now, I would be concerned in your shoes to be trying to consciously avoid stereotypes and you know, the expected.
Hmm. Yeah.
What was your thinking around that?
When we talked about the project at the beginning, we decided, because we were talking about how representational do we want to be, how abstract. Hmm. And then I forget who said it, but we decided, like, let's do 25% symbolic, 75% abstract. And when I was trying to figure out how to visualize the music, I like saw that in my notes and I was like, oh, like that makes a lot of sense. Because it gave me room to borrow some like themes. Like there's a couple things in Lucifer that where I'm taking flames and like distorting them visually. So I can borrow images like that, but it's not, I think it's a good balance where it's not too cliche.
The final angel is Michael.
Yeah, so Michael, Michael's the enforcer. He's the general of God's holy army. And in some interpretations, some people think that Michael is a representation of Jesus himself, which was interesting. Mm. So basically what I wanted to represent is there's a conflict between Michael and Lucifer. So Michael, the style, it's also jazz rock-y, but it's a little bit different, and it's more uplifting, I think, triumphant. But not necessarily in the sense that it doesn't necessarily sound triumphant, but I think the contour of the piece itself gives the impression that there's a struggle happening, there's a conflict, and maybe it's resolved or maybe not.
The struggle continues.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And visually?
Visually, it's funny you mentioned it not resolving totally well, because visually it kind of resolves. Everything is very like bright and majestic.
That's good. Well,
Michael is a lot of, it's very different from the other ones. There's a whole big arc to it. Mm. He, in the Catholic faith, they believe that he's the person that carries the souls of the people who died to heaven. Mm. And there's this big section in the middle where it's just this beautiful piano solo. So it is both like this high energy kind of majesty and might, and then also this really delicate, beautiful section. And the arc of it is really compelling and complete, I think. Yeah.
Peter, this video that you've been working on for months that we'll see in the performances on Saturday, it's your senior thesis.
Yeah.
So do you turn this in, or who gets to,
how do you get that grade?
How do you get evaluated?
Yeah. So the last year of my program, you work on a project for two semesters. It's cool because as long as you pick a project that is a significant amount of work and it is related to music and technology, you can kind of do what you want. Most people record albums, but I wanted to get into like stage design and video work for concerts. So it was, and having worked with Lush previously, it was a perfect fit. I was like, I knew what I wanted to do. How do I get evaluated? I have to give a presentation on the show, which I'll make a PowerPoint and stand in front of people for 15 minutes and they time us and yeah.
The bulk of the work will be over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, the show is really my big deadline. And then after that,
well, it's coming up this Saturday. The performance is at 6 and 9 p.m. live with Lush and the Archangel Suite with visuals by Peter Warner. Peter, do you have a website or a way for people to get in touch about some of their future projects?
Yeah, I do have a website. I have not bought a domain for it yet, so my website is peterwarner.myportfolio.com. And I am also on Facebook. Come say hey if you can find me. Yeah, I'd love to talk with people.
And people who like to follow Lush, Facebook is one place.
Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We actually have a website soon. That'll be dropping soon. I think it's just lushmusic.com. And I think we'll do a little segment about the Archangel Suite there.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, come check us out. Lush is with two H's. We always have to say that.
I know.
Lush.
I'm used to it now.
Yeah, yeah.
Eddie, any final thoughts about this coming together? I mean, Peter said 8 months he's been working on this.
Yeah. I think I was done writing the Archangel Suite maybe 2 or 3 years ago, so it's kind of been in the queue, for a little bit. But I'm really excited to share this music because, again, I wrote it specifically for Lush, and I think it's... I think it encapsulates our sound and what we really love about music and what we love about working with other artists.
Yeah, we're super excited.
Yeah.
You wrote on the program notes that you wrote the music to like push you all to the limit and push your style, and I feel like it does that.
It's definitely because another aspect is again, Lush, we work with electronic instruments, and this suite kind of explores that palette of sounds, and I think I also said something like it maintains beauty and grace, because there's, you know, we still like to use all the techniques that we learn in music school, you know, melody, harmony, rhythm, but we're working with a new library of sounds and trying to explore that avenue. But yeah, we're really excited to release this.
There's going to be a announcement at the show, right?
Yeah, there's a secret announcement at the show. Very, very big.
It worked out well when we were planning the show.
Yeah.
It coincides with something new and exciting you all have been working on, which you will hear about if you come to the show.
Yeah, you gotta go. It's free too, by the way, so.
Absolutely free.
Yep.
Eddie Codrington and Peter Warner, thank you for previewing this intriguing, exciting event happening this Saturday with me on WMUK.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.